tutorial on the front, the main presentation on the back, and the announcements and all that good stuff, Q&A in the middle. We're in the middle. So you're at St. Louis Unix Users Group monthly general meeting. So if you thought you were somewhere else, once again, you're confused, which is my usual state. So we'll have some announcements, and then we'll open it up for questions and answers. So announcements. Yeah, this is the good part. This is as good as it gets. Carl.
Okay. First of all, make sure that he doesn't forget this. I would like everybody to say hello to Elizabeth Lass, one of our most generous sponsors in the past. She is now working for, I got to get the card out. Make sure you get one from her.
I'll help you out. Advanced Resources.
There we go.
That's why I got that email today. They said your email was down.
Really?
Yeah. Something about the router being offline for half, or firewall being offline for half an hour.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
She has placed quite a few of our members in gainful employment, so please remember her. And if you just happen to be caught up in our current economic environment. Okay, now that we've done the commercialism out of the way, let's go to some more commercialism. The release party is on its way. Tony Lovasco, Gary, myself, and Lee went over to Sheraton Westport. So, and took a look at the room. It looks very nice. They're going to have it set up. All the vendors' tables are completely sold out, so you don't have to come up with extra money to pay for the room. We've got some vendors such as Sprint, EPC, Sachs Group. In fact, Dick Sachs is going to be one of the speakers. Scott Graneman is going to be one of the speakers.
Is the release party still on, or is that,
right now it's a release party.
I thought we weren't sure about
it. I'm calling it a release party because I don't know what else it's called.
And is it a release party
bar? Software Expo. Free Software Expo.
Free Software Expo. It was originally a Junkie Jackalope release party for the upcoming Ubuntu release, but our contacts with Ubuntu has been rather silent in the last month, and we're getting nervous. So unless he comes up with some more help, it will no longer be an Ubuntu sponsored party. We also have the famous Craig Buchek is also one of the speakers, and Christine Walters. So there should be some good information being distributed. It is May 9th from 1 to 7, Sheraton Westport. The Sheraton Westport on the southwest side.
The Gold Tower.
Near the Gold Tower.
There's only one Gold Tower.
Okay. Well, it's the one closest to Page Avenue. So walk in there. Should be Shines directing you to the place. We've got 20 speakers, lots of demos going on. We'll have the newest release, which will be Joni Jackalope there. We'll have Tony Lovasco. We'll be doing some near instant installs on your machine. So if you want to get the latest release installed, it'll be ready to go. There's, as it is with any salute, there's no charge for it. Everyone, it's free and open to the public. Which brings me to my next announcement.
Hang on a second. If you want to put your park into Gold Tower, and hotel will validate your parking ticket for the whole day. You don't have to worry about parking outside or walking on.
Right. And as we know, slew things always seem to happen in the rain. Well, that's not really slew. I was a scoutmaster for 13 years, and I've once got a call from Dave, the weatherman, asking me if we were going camping, so we know whether it was going to rain that weekend. then I quit going, and they kept having dry weekends, so they told me I couldn't come back to the Boy Scouts. It rained too much. Okay. Another thing, we have our servers hosted at Hosterion, which is part of Primary. They've been very good to us over the years, but we do suck down some electricity and use some of their bandwidth. And, of course, like any business, they're checking things out and saying, are we really getting our value's worth for the $6,000 of hosting that we're giving them for free a year? We are making some efforts to increase their visibility, moving their, they're all on every time you go to SLU. And we're also going to put a click through, so you might want to click through and check it. They also gave, going to give SLU members, and of course with SLU, you just have to say, I'm a member of SLU. I believe something on the order of a month free posting. If you mention SLU, there's some other deals.
Or on a T1 line or bandwidth if you want it.
T1 line or what?
Bandwidth, any other bandwidth.
Any kind of bandwidth. They do T1 connection.
I think they do business class DSL also.
Business class DSL also. And that's that will be your primary.net, which is a free...
There's mail twos on the SLU site.
There are mail twos on the SLU site. I would appreciate it if you check it from time to time and see what kind of specials they've got for us. If they know people are looking at their logo, then they're more apt to keep us around.
If nothing else, the bottom Osterian logo has a blurb. We appreciate their support. Click on that one, send them an email, tell them how much you appreciate it. The more emails we drop on, the more visible they think it is to them.
Right now we've got 6 servers there. We've got a half a rack. Lots of bandwidth available, but I don't know that we use that much since most of it is. The mail is hosted there. The website is hosted there. If you're a member of SLU, the play machine is there. We've got Sun Netra with Open Solaris on it. We've got a Debian play server. Get you lots of bandwidth because you're right there on the backbone on that machine.
Physically, where is that place?
Right across the street. Right across the road here.
Across
Page. Drive.
Across 27.
Page.
No.
Across Blackwood.
Yeah, it's Foreman Drive.
It's 2 blocks. 1 block that way, or actually 3. 1 block, 1 block, 1 block. Okay. Yeah.
It is a very nice location. You do need a key. You do need a key code for access, or you have to contact them ahead of time. Which brings me to my next point. I'm sorry if I'm stealing all bandwidth here, but we have lots of bandwidth at Osterian, so I'm going to use some of you.
Just remember, he's calling us the good ones.
These are, if you want to be a supporting member of SLU, there are 3 different levels. There is platinum level of $100, gold level of $70, silver of bronze. Silver is $35, and bronze is basically to pay for one of our cables to go in there. Here's what we need. Bud and Bud Light are both in some compact servers that have, what is it, 18?
418s a piece, yeah.
418 gig SCSI drives. Tony Lovasco got us an excellent deal for drives at EPC for 76 gig drives. Being SCSI, they're not cheap, but he is going to get us in for us. So if you want to be a member of SLU, we can get you into the second level, which is gold, for the replacement of a drive. Here's what you get as a member of a sustaining member of SLU. You get an account on our servers. We've got 6 of them at primary. We've got 4 at Washington U, but I think only 2 of them work. Or is it 1 of them work? I'm not sure.
It's 1.
Just 1. So we've got AIX at Washington U. We've got Debian and Solaris over at primary. If you want to send Tony an email or give him a call, he'll take a credit card over the phone and set one of the drives off. That would allow us to triple the amount of space. Right now, Bud and Bud Light are both kind of cramped in the slash home. So I'm finished begging. Please come and see me. We can do it online, get you connected up, take a minute, and get us going on getting our servers expanded a little bit.
If people are interested, I believe we own HPUX servers and some other systems that we just haven't had the time to get up. So if someone's interested in playing with those, actually I've got a Duck Alpha in my basement. You can get that running something too. So if people are interested in learning other types of Unix systems, let someone know, myself, Stan, Gary, Jeff, or Carl, or Lee.
Yeah.
Let us know if you're interested in getting those running, and we can use those as a group resource as well.
They won't let me put this in the bylaws, but it is an unwritten rule with SLU in that those who do decide. So if you want to do something, we're behind you. So if you want to add a new server, whatever you want to do, just come and talk to one of us, get on Discuss, and if you're not on Discuss, I would recommend it. There you go. Now, one more thing, and Gary will be telling us, but I want to make sure that he understands about this right here, and he says it so much better than I do.
Completely unofficially, since of course we don't do anything officially, but no, completely unofficially, some of us might be found after this meeting tonight imbibing or eating at some local establishment. Now, Jeff, let me ask Lee, if you were looking for someone after this meeting, where might you look to see someone?
I don't know, it might be Pujols.
Maybe at Pujols, oh.
And if you were to happen to go there, you just go through the bar and keep going through the bar. All the way in the back.
It's always the hardest thing to do.
All the way back, make a right, go down the hallway, and we have our own nice little place reserved. It'll be nice and quiet. It won't be like the bread company where you're getting jazz thrown in your ear. Hard balloons where people are throwing bottles in the bar or whatever. Nice and quiet.
It won't be like that pizza place last time.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. We'll talk to each other and have some decent food.
It seemed like a good idea.
Exactly. But if people happen to be thinking of going there, how many people might they see there tonight?
Okay, let's... So just so you know, here's the news. I was a little concerned.
So if somebody wanted to unofficially tell Mr. Pujols there'd be a dozen people coming, it might happen that way. So. Okay. By the way, any of you who've come here for the first time or not very often or haven't been here for a while, see Stan over here, wave Stan, at the break, just so Stan always is trying to keep track of how somebody found out about us or got reminded about us, and you're just trying to figure out where the touchstones are, where people track us down.
I'm sure the WordPress presentation will be great, but I invited some people to come because I thought we were going to be doing the IBM virtualization thing, and they said they were going to go, and then I sent out a message saying, no, it's going to be WordPress instead, and I don't see anything, so.
All right, do more paid for WordPress, though.
Do we know if we're going to do the virtualization thing at a later date, or?
The guy that was going to give the talk is out of town and did not get finished with his assignment in time to make it back. Okay. Is what it was.
Is he scheduled to do one though, or
we haven't confirmed the date. We haven't confirmed the exact date, but he still is going to do it.
If he can't do it, I know some people who know maybe a little bit about virtualization who could do it instead. If he can.
Well, I saw your hand raise up, so good. We'll talk about that. Cool.
Okay.
Anyone else who wants to give a presentation, you don't have to be particularly good at the subject. I have proved that time and time again. Gotten up there and found that the audience knew a whole lot more than I did, which is primarily one of the reasons why you hear me as many times as you do, because when I want to find out, learn something, I often say, oh, I'll do a talk on that, and then I have to crunch for the talk. I learn a whole lot, and then I come here and learn stuff that you can't learn from books. So if you want to give a talk, please let one of us know.
What's wrong with books?
Says Stan as he holds up what he wanted to announce.
I go to the St. Louis County Library website, and I request books. And you know what? They buy them. And then they send them to me, and I read them, and I turn them back in. And you can read them, too. And if you'd like to order some kind of technical book with Unix or Linux or communications or Vim or the art of debugging or whatever, please do so I can read it too.
Can I see that?
Yes, I'm going to pass these around. They're charged out to me, so I'd like them back after the meeting. Because I don't want to have to pay for them. It's one of the nice things about having the library spend my tax money to buy books that I like to read. I don't have to buy the book unless I want to. But unfortunately, I get a book, and about a third of the time, I wind up buying it anyway.
Craig?
There's the St. Louis Linux User Group meeting a week from tomorrow, and for the life of me, I can't remember the topic.
It may be two business school professors who've been plugging Linux on the desktop from doing some experiments in their business school.
Or Gary doing a little song and dance?
It could be a song and dance.
Okay. Because this is my song and dance tonight, but I can't do another one.
Yeah, don't take anything as gospel. Refer to the website between now and next week to find out for sure. So.
Everybody here aware of the SLUG website, and we've got links to all the other meetings that we host and or support. We also have a calendar on there of technical events in the St. Louis area. And it's be aware that it's human supported, so until I teach Carl and Gary.
I've put stuff on there before.
Have you?
Yes.
I just changed it 2 days ago for Hosterian, so.
No. I'm talking about the calendar.
The calendar.
Oh, calendar. Okay.
Just the calendar. The calendar is human supported, so be aware that you need to go link to the site. They're hot links, and usually there's a URL in there to whatever the meeting is. Go there and check to see if there's some change or whatever, because I don't have the time to change and keep everything up to date. It's bad enough I do the announce thing every week.
Open source on the desktop. Why not? By Don Hardaway and Craig Van Slyke. But it's still marked tentative.
So. Okay.
Next meeting thing announces last month's meeting.
Mm. Okay. I think we've had all the really necessary announcements because we're going to keep going. Okay, good. Q&A. You can ask a question on absolutely anything. Probably only going to be answers on computer-related topics. So we have kind of a gross idea of running timeline, how many people think you're going to have a question? Is this so? I mean, you can certainly add more questions if you think of them as long. Raise your hand if you're going to have a question.
Yeah. Or comment. I'll put the question or I'll ask one.
Okay. We're going to have 15. Okay, Carl's only had 7.5 minutes. You're going to get the other one.
All right. How's Carl going to cope?
All right.
How is the GPP server?
In relation to the VPN. For as far as working with the VPN in itself, it's a bit of a technical challenge. My folks using the St. Louis Public Library, they have a tendency to firewall block a lot of things. But I've noticed that they will allow the Cisco IPsec VPN to get through. So I'm assuming that they will also let the OpenVPN. Has anyone tried to play with that? Had any luck with the...
Do they allow SSL, like HTTPS browsing?
They said yes.
Then it'll work. And that's basically what OpenVPN is a VPN over SSL.
I constructed a mobile access point for us over this last weekend. Took my old Dell laptop and put my cellular card in it and turned the wireless card into a master. So we should have, it won't be super fast, depends on how good the cell service is. I've seen some speeds, verified speeds as high as 3 meg throughput on it. So we, at our meetings, at least the meetings I'm going to, where we have problems like that, and I call the library meetings and the St. Charles Linux Users Group at JJ's on the fourth Thursday of the month, we will now have SLUG wireless there.
It has a default, but you can set it for whatever you want.
Best answer?
That works.
Okay. Great. Next question, Carl.
Okay. Who knows how to restart NTPD on OpenBSD quickly?
Kill it and start it. Just start it.
Okay. Well, I'm seeing two of them. Do I do the engine?
Is one of them a child process of the other one? Because usually it won't start unless it can port the socket, which will be held open. One's probably a child of the other, but if you just
they're one owned by root
and start a new one in the background. And that's
okay.
That's
so
what I always do.
If it says I in the PSAX, the IS means it's the master, right? If it doesn't have an S, it's a child. There's my question. Okay, quickly tell it's a child process.
OpenBSD, for most of their processes, has what they call a privileged separation user. The one that actually does the work is going to start with an underscore and probably named after the service. So that should be the child process.
Yeah.
Okay. How else?
H top with a tree. Maybe.
It's OpenBSD. It doesn't have H top. But I guess I could. That's how I usually do it. But if you install it, yeah,
or you can just kill both of them.
Okay, I'll just kill them both. Or kill one and see what happens. Mm-hmm.
Kill them both and let the OS sort them out.
There you go. I don't know. I rarely have to restart anything on OpenBSD it's not like other operating systems like Linux and stuff like that.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. This week's dumb. Stanford had to get it in just under the line. Go.
I'm looking for a dongle. To convert VGA to composite video. Has anybody ever used one of those successfully? And where do you recommend you get them from?
Yes, they can. I bought one for the company I work for. They sell them on the internet. It's like $70. It's a box that has their own power supply. Plugs in. It's a converter. It converts VGA to HDTV, which is the composite video that I did. It's a component video.
Component. He's trying to be composite.
The composite is it cannot be HD, it's a standard.
You're better off buying a video card probably than
I guess that's the other way to go, right?
Yeah. Because converting is, they're not very compatible. You have to spend a lot of logic to do.
Yeah, and you're losing two-thirds of your resolution.
So let's go back up. What exactly is the application you're looking at? What are you trying to do?
To use a standard TV as a monitor, you know, this is for a Mythbuntu, you know, just to display the, without having to go out and buy a high definition monitor, just to have the PC produce. I suppose that would be another option. This TV does not have an S video.
The S video still looks nasty. Yeah. I mean, my experience is good.
So either buy a new monitor or buy a new video card.
Or use a monitor.
Well, a used video card.
It breaks.
Instead of the onboard video card, right?
Probably, you know, 10.
I'm not on eBay. I mean, search for stuff on my own. Or you could go out to ETC and get them for $5.
And that video card would have S video out or component out?
S video is what you want.
Actually, you know what? Send an email to the list because I've got like a pile of old cards in my basement that I'm trying to figure out. I don't know exactly what I have, but I might have to be a friend of S.
Yeah, I'm usually pretty good at this. Okay. If you remind me, I've got an article sitting on the printer in the back room. S video to composite adapter. It's two or three components. You pull one of the S video signals out and use that for a composite video.
Okay, so then the dongle would be an S video to composite dongle instead of
right.
a VGA to composite
right.
dongle.
Right. But let's get a look at it.
It's for a standard resolution TV, though, right?
Right.
Not HD?
Right.
Yeah. then they, yeah, this view is going to be fine.
Bad anyway.
Well, it's going to be hard to read.
It's going
to
be low res. Yeah,
but it's for mid-bunch.
It's for video. Video. It's not for, it's right. Not for the computer
exactly.
Monitor.
Well,
it's
well
for
even
the
text telling you what the show is going to be a little hard to read.
Oh.
Maybe you can find a larger font.
800 by 600.
The no, mid-TV
like
250
by 400.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all you get.
Oh.
Ooh, okay. Lots of video is like one frame, which is 250 by 400 pixels where you get online.
But for the video display itself, it's, I mean that's what like TiVo or any TV box that you look up or whatever.
And you're, believe me, you're far better off on an EPC and spend $50 on a used LCD.
Oh, okay. I guess you're right. What size would that LCD probably be?
19, probably.
Yeah.
17, 19.
How's your display too, huh?
Still
on the table. Take
mine.
All right. Okay. All right. Before we go to break, trivial questions for the this month. Well, somebody has a better trivial question.
I have a better trivial question.
What?
I forgot what it was. I was thinking about it last
trivial
week.
Trivial question
said, this
is what was Stanford thinking?
This was one of Gary's surveys. You keep asking. What's your favorite Linux distro? That goes in next week's meeting.
Okay.
Who's using HP? Who's using Solaris? Who's using AIX? I mean, what are the commercial Linux commercial Unix OSs that were out there? Now, what was your question?
Okay.
That was on the list.
Okay. So commercial. Yeah. Well, I mean, last time we did that, we left the commercial ones in there. So
yeah.
So we'll do separate. So, SunOS or Solaris? How many people? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Are we talking about like have ever used or use on a
current
basis? Or?
Yeah, use them
okay.
In your shop.
Okay,
that's
so, why don't I say this? Like you think of it as a primary system you use or just sometimes you fiddle with it. So, okay, so 4. For primary?
Well, we use
it every day.
We use Solaris for monitoring purposes, and
we have
use
all sorts of bonus.
Yeah, why don't we call it use every day and use
sometimes.
At least once a month.
Other.
Yeah.
Other, that covers it.
Every day and other. Okay. Every day. 3, 4, 5. Okay. Other? 1. Okay.
That's more than a KU.
I like a 2. Okay, AIX. 2 every day. Other? 3. Okay. HP UX. Every day? 1. Other? Nobody. Mac OS X. That's commercial.
We talk just
every day.
You use it every day, work or home.
Either way. Side work.
Sure. Okay. 2.
Yeah, every day should be.
Other.
Good.
And 2.
Wow. Oh, okay. So you brought it back.
All right.
And it still smells.
I just got it.
New bark smell.
Somebody's not voting. We have a lot more people in the room than the numbers are showing up on the board.
Well, how many using Linux commercial?
How many are unemployed?
That's a good question, right?
Okay, what else? What am I missing?
Red Hat.
Are we getting, okay.
Are we including like CentOS and
Fedora?
Red Hat derivatives.
Fedora, Red Hat and derivatives?
Sure. Yeah, include derivatives. Okay.
Every
2,
day.
4, 6, 8. And other?
2, 4, 4.
So Ubuntu
3.
Debian
okay.
OS too, doesn't it?
Ubuntu.
Well, how about Debian and Ubuntu?
Yeah.
Debian derivatives.
Debian derivatives.
Okay, Debian derivatives.
Those aren't commercial.
Ubuntu is just a commercial, but Azusa is another commercial product, right?
Yes,
Azusa's
got a server.
Okay, so every day, 2, 4.
Every day Debian.
6, every day Debian, okay. Other? Debian? 2, 4, 6.
Did we miss you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, it should be 8 for Debian.
8?
We've got several.
Debian 8 on
every day.
Okay. And SUSE?
2,
four every day, and other, one. Okie dokie. What are we missing?
Commercial BSD derivative.
Commercial BSD derivative.
Well, that's Mac OS.
Yes, there is. Stop Secure OS. Ooh. Secure computing. Secure OS.
Okay.
It's free BSD based now. It used to be BSDI based.
Okay. How many?
Probably just me.
Just you.
Okay.
OpenBSD.
Any OpenBSD? Okay.
If it just runs
every day,
into it for months on end, does it count?
Yes. Every day that it runs, not every day that you have to deal with it. Okay, so that's four. Okay.
Five.
Others.
Five.
Okay. Others. Okay. Anything else?
Is that nasty thing?
It looks to me like there's a lot more people out there using Linux than using vendor OSs.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now, a lot of military systems have moved to Red Hat and Linux OS.
Okay.
A lot of them.
Red Hat and what?
Linux.
Linux?
Yep.
Spell.
L-Y-N-X OS. It's a real-time version, I think, of I'm trying to think of which Linux built it is.
That
ought
to be a copyright violation.
Mm-hmm. So no wonder Sun's up for sale.
Yeah.
Well, they're not the
lowest. Who uses that other pretend system? What do you call it? Micro what?
Micro Squish.
Windholes.
Windholes?
Your laptop there.
Okay. Somebody actually wants the question, who uses the stuff from that ugly little company in Red Hat, Microsoft?
Yeah. You mean Redmond.
Redmond. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 14, 16.
Okay, in other words, we've still got a long way to go in this room.
One, two. Okay. Anything else? Is it break time? After the break, Craig Buchek is going to talk to us about how to use WordPress to build things. Come back. 5 minutes, 10 minutes.